as they wait there by the door. Saw work on them towboats in my slippery city shoes, which I swore I would never do again. Through the gray fog bound straits where the cedars stand watching, I'll be followed and gone like summer wages. Summer wages.
A superb song producer, isn't he? And if you like the bluegrass piano in there and the bluegrass drums, John Carroll on piano and Robbie Magruder on drums, and it sounded just right for that song. My choice would be to have it slightly more bluegrassy, but in fact Tony Rice did a superb job of it, and his voice was just great in that one. It's a lovely song. Lovely song. Well, I got a brand new album from Larry Sparks. 2025, this album was produced, and it's called Way Back When. I've always liked Larry Sparks singing. I liked his time when he was with Ralph Stanley, and I also liked the fact that he keeps lots of the old things in his music. And the song I picked out for to play to you was one called Ages and Ages Ago, and it's actually a Gene Autry song from way back, and I bet you he learned this when he was a kid and wondered if he'd ever record it one day. Well, he has in 2025, and it sounds like this.
When I made you cry, ages and ages ago, I'll never blame you for our last goodbye. That time would make me miss you so. And though it happened only yesterday, it seems like ages and ages ago. time you cared for me. Ages and ages ago, I still recall the love you shared with me. Ages and ages ago. Now I'm waiting with a broken heart. How wrong I was to let you go. I've lived a lifetime since we've been apart. It seems like ages and ages ago.
A very gentle version of the song, and didn't he do a good version of it? I just managed to kill that second track. It's very close to that first track, isn't it? This is what happens when you do your own engineering in the show. Just a lazy version of the song, and I love the way the musicians can just noodle around in the back there and make it bounce along. Well, there's a classic bluegrass mandolin tune that everyone likes to show off with if they've got all the skills, and it's a mandolin tune called Rawhide, and it's got a neat chord sequence in it. It's absolute driving bluegrass music, and I'd like to play you the original recording of it. This is on an album, an LP called Bluegrass Instrumentals. Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. Cost me $3.97 for the LP. Shows you how long ago I bought that. And on this album, Bill Monroe is, of course, playing mandolin. Fiddle is Merle Taylor, or Red Taylor, he was known as. Banjo was played by Rudy Lyle. And guitar, Jimmy Martin. And bass, Joel Price. That's a fairly early iteration of the Bluegrass Boys, and it's recorded January the 20th in 1951. Recording standards were slightly different, and the LPs had a bit of a hiding, as have all my LPs. But this is the original recording of the classic tune, Rawhide. So when you hear young mandolin players play it in future and jam sessions, you'll be able to compare it to this. Rudy Lyle's Banjo Breaker is an absolute classic, and everyone tries to do the second part just like he did. Absolutely amazing. Rawhide. How about that for Rawhide? Absolutely classic. And Munro had so much energy in his playing and clean. Back in 1951, that was absolutely revolutionary music. And I bet you he knocked him dead on the Grand Ole Opry when he played that tune. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. And this comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. Oh, I'd like to say hello to all the people listening on the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand. This show is first aired from Hamilton, from Free FM on 10 o'clock on Tuesday night, and then it's played at New Zealand Access radio stations, various ones at different times of the day and night, including Radio Hawke's Bay, Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, FM, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio, where they just had the World Surfing Championships at Raglan, and some of my family went out and watched them, and that's just half an hour, 45 minutes drive out from Hamilton. So Raglan Community Radio gets bluegrass music as well as surfing championships. It goes to the Access radio stations in Canada. Hi to all the Canadian people listening. You might be listening on Prince George in British Columbia, or Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia. Thanks very much for tuning in to me at and Back Porch Bluegrass. Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show in the USA as well. All sorts of good places you can listen on the radio to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I really appreciate the fact that many of you tune in to the Access radio stations. Good to support the community initiatives like that. Lots of people also listen on podcasts, and you can get it when it's first aired. You can listen straight from Free FM here, or you might listen on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. Lots of different ways to listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. And I really appreciate the fact that you tune in. I'm playing all my own music, and every now and then I buy a new CD, but most of them I've collected in my travels. I've been to the States a few times and visited festivals, got to know bands and the members of the bands, and I just really like playing you my personal tastes in bluegrass music, so that's what it is. We're going to do something different now. The band that I played in for a long, long time, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We started out sort of copying Earl Taylor and Flatten Scruggs and the Stanley Brothers as much as we could, and rapidly learned that we had to provide real variety in our music if we were going to attract an audience who didn't know anything about bluegrass music. And that's what we tried to do. So we took our songs from a whole lot of different places, but we also did sort of comedy skits, just like the original bluegrass bands did. They always had a comedian, but we used to do things that were fun and got the audience involved and lots of laughter. We recorded an album at the Wynyard Tavern in Auckland in 1970, and we chose to do a couple of our sort of comedy songs, as we called them then. And one is this version of a classic old song called Ukulele Lady. Ukulele Lady, lovely song. And this David Calder is playing the lead on a ukulele and singing the lead. Leonard Cohen and Lindsay Bodoni are doing the harmonies. No, Alan Rhodes is doing the harmonies. I'm playing a plunky plunk banjo. Colleen Trenwith, the fiddle player, is playing a percussion set which consisted of a cymbal hanging on a string, a bicycle hooter tucked under her arm so she could open and close her armpit and sound the hooter. I had a bicycle bell on a stick that was attached to some sandpaper blocks, so she got a sound with the sandpaper blocks. The Wynyard Tavern is a very small coffee bar. We had people sitting literally at our feet, and we did Ukulele Lady for them, and it goes like this.
Welcome to the jolly old world of vaudeville, folks. I used to linger in the moonlight down Honolulu Bay. Fond memories cling to me by moonlight, although I'm far away. And all of the peaches on all of the beaches, they bring their ukes along. And if you linger in the moonlight, then you will hear this song. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady, like a wackadoo. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady, linger too. If you like a ukulele lady, and you promise ever to be true, and she finds another ukulele lady fooling round with you, oh, maybe she'll sigh,
maybe not,
maybe she'll cry
an awful lot,
maybe she'll find somebody else by and by and by to cling to, where it's cool and shady, where it's really wicky wacky woo. If you like a ukulele lady, a ukulele lady like you. Oh, I used to linger in the moonlight down Honolulu.
Why
not? Fond memories cling to me by moonlight, although I'm far away. Someday I'll be going where breezes are blowing and lips were made to kiss. And if you linger in the moonlight, you'll hear that song we miss. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady, like a wackadoo. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady, linger too. You like a ukulele lady, I'm promise ever to be true, and she finds another ukulele, a lady fooling around with you. Oh, man. Maybe she'll sigh, maybe she'll cry, maybe she'll find somebody else by and by to cling to, where it's cool and shady, where it's really wacky wacky. Ooh, if you like a ukulele lady, a ukulele lady like I like you, and you like me, we both like to sing. And I'd like to say, this very day, ukulele lady like you. Ukulele lady like you.
As you can hear, we had a whole lot of fun and so did the audience, and it's always good to be able to put those sort of songs into our programs, and I hope you enjoyed this. It's not very bluegrassy, but it did have a banjo in it, even if I was strumming it, and you could hear the band laughing in the background, trying to hold it together for the harmonies. Very good. Okay, let's get back to some real life. Here's Larry Sparks again from his album Way Back When. It's a Lester Flatt tune called Come Back, Darling, and it sounds like this.
By my window, I'm reading your letters so true. I'm hoping to find in your letter where you say I'll come back to you. Oh, come back to me, little darling, I miss you each day and each night. Oh, come back to me, little darling, don't leave me. each day and each night. Oh, come back to me, little birdie. Don't leave me alone all my life. Without you, my life is so lonely and blue. No matter what happened, my darling, I just can't forget loving you. Oh, come back to me, little darling. I miss you each day and each night. Oh, come back to me, little darling. Don't leave me alone all my life. You each day and each night. Oh, come back to me, little darling. Don't leave me alone all my life.
Oh, great bluegrass music, and he does it fine. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear another one from Ricky Skaggs and his Family and Friends album. And this time, he's just really got his family together. And this, I think, is, to me, the definitive version of this song. The song is called The River of Jordan. Ricky Skaggs doing guitar and vocal, Buck White playing mandolin, and the Whites, that's Buck, and his daughters Cheryl and Sharon doing the background vocals. And I love their version of River of Jordan. Let's have a listen to it.
To the River of Jordan, our Savior went one day, and we read that John the Baptist met him there. When John baptized Jesus in Jordan's rushing waters, the mighty power of God filled the air. I'm on my way
to the River of Jordan.
Gonna wade right
in the rushing waters.
I'm going down.
I'm going down to the River of Jordan. And let the cool waters cleanse my soul.
And he sent for the man of God to pray. But Elijah said to Naaman, go dip yourself in Jordan, let the cool waters wash your spots away. So he went right down
to the River of Jordan.
He went right
in the rushing water.
He dipped himself.
He dipped himself in the River of Jordan. And the cool waters made him whole.
Mighty river I may never see, but I'll find myself an altar in an old-fashioned church. My River of Jordan, that will be. I'm on my way
to the River of Jordan.
Gonna wade right
in the rushing water.
I'm going down.
I'm going down to the River of Jordan. And let the cool waters cleanse my soul. River of Jordan.
Gonna wade right
in the rushing water.
I'm going down.
I'm going down to the River of Jordan. And let the cool waters cleanse my soul.
Great song, and such a good version of it. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll go out with Butch Robbins playing a little bit of the Kansas City Railroad Blues.
to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. The Juan Fernandez Islands off the coast of Chile are home to many unique birds. Perhaps the most vibrant is a critically endangered hummingbird called the Juan Fernandez Firecrown. The firecrown's lustrous feathers almost glow in the sunlight. The male's bodies are a fiery orange, and their crowns gleam in shades of cinnamon to golden yellow. Females wear cooler tones, with green backs, white bellies, and their own gorgeous crowns of shimmering blues and purples. Measuring more than 4 inches long from beak to tail, the Juan Fernandez firecrown is hefty for a hummingbird. To conserve energy while feeding, the birds often hang upside down on flowers rather than hovering in place. But when courting an eligible female, the males still give it their all with an impressive flight display. Unfortunately, habitat loss and the spread of invasive species in the Juan Fernandez Islands threaten to extinguish the firecrown's brilliance. These hummingbirds are only found on Robinson Crusoe Island, where no more than a few thousand remain. Today, conservationists with Oikonos ecosystem knowledge are working to restore the island's native forests and to ensure a bright future for the Juan Fernandez firecrown. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.